B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Zo today. All right, you want Josh McDaniels as the next head coach of the Patriots. I've said many times that I want McDaniels to be the next guy as well. The idea has been floated that it could be someone other than that, though. That it could be someone who is not Josh McDaniels. That it could be someone like Gerard Mayo or someone like Mike Vrabel. And let me just say this, Hardy. As much as I want Josh McDaniels to be the next guy, there's something that I heard from Tommy Curran that leads me to believe that maybe Josh McDaniels hasn't really been promised that gig. That maybe he's not in line to get the job. That maybe he was brought back. And as surprising as that is, right? He almost did go to the Colts. He almost went. And we all sort of just assume that he was brought back and promised, you know, more security, more money as part of a succession plan.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know that for sure. Here's Tommy Curran about the future of that position and who it could be, and he suggests Mayo could be the guy.
All right, Tommy, my pick, Tom Curran. I think the next head coach of the New England Patriots is Mike Vrabel. What do you say?
I don't think so. I really don't. I think that the next head coach is a defensive coach, and I think he is actually in the building right now, and I think it's going to be Gerard Mayo. When you look at all the things that Mayo brings to the table, the fact that he will coach under Belichick as opposed to what Vrabel did, his business acumen, his time that he spent in the professional business world with Optum, the things that he knows, he's an incredibly charismatic person. Not to say Mike Vrabel isn't those things, not to say Mike Vrabel wouldn't be a good candidate, but I really have a feeling that when it's all said and done, if Gerard Mayo wants to coach the New England Patriots after Bill Belichick, that might be something that the Crafts would like to see happen.
Look, Curran's got good sources and he's got good insight, but how do you make that call now?
You don't have to make it now.
No, I'm saying...
But I've also heard, but you hear that part at the end, that the Crafts might like to see that happen. And I've also heard him say elsewhere that Josh McDaniels has not really, you know, fully been promised the gig, which means Josh McDaniels, as we have talked about, could decide at any point that he wants to go be a head coach elsewhere.
Okay.
If Bill Belichick does have 3, 4, 5 years left.
Yep.
Which I think he could.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I look at him and Zoe, who knows him better than any of us, says this guy's not slowing down at all. In fact, he's invigorated by the challenge of all the guys who have left his staff and gone elsewhere. He looks at this year as a big challenge, and he's sort of excited by getting more involved again. That because there's been a loss, that he's now got to be more hands-on again and isn't delegating as much because he can't delegate as much. He's got to be teaching not only his new coaches but his players.
Yep.
That he's sort of excited by the challenge and he's got to be more engaged going into this year. That because of that, he's like, man, he's so locked in right now that he's not slowing down. If anything, he's speeding up again. So I don't think he's slowing down and coming to an end. I think he's got years ahead of him. Well, Josh McDaniels at some point might look around the league and say, man, I'm better than some of these younger guys that are getting these gigs. And I the Colts may not have been the right spot for me, but I am ready now to do this. I am going to make this move. I'm going to go to team X, Y, or Z. Now I am ready to make the jump. And we've already learned that other teams are going to be interested in him again. So he leaves. Then what? You got to find that other guy. You can't have Josh McDaniels if he's not just waiting here as your offensive coordinator. You've got to start looking at other guys. You've got to start looking at the Mike Vrabels. You've got to maybe consider down the road someone like Gerard Mayo if he's still here on the staff. It seems ridiculous because Gerard Mayo's never coached a regular season NFL game in his life. He's never been on a staff. He's not even a coordinator yet.
No.
He's been doing this for a month. I guess you count the offseason. He's been doing this for a couple of months. He's pretty new. He's pretty fresh. And I think Tom is relying on his personal relationship with Gerard, knowing how smart of a guy he is, to sort of make that leap. But the part that stands out is the Crafts would like to see it or have interest in that or sort of view him that way.
Right.
I'd also like to get to this. Did you hear what happened on Felger and Maz yesterday with a caller? Did you hear that this caller solved the great mystery of Greg Schiano leaving the Patriots?
No.
This caller called into their show yesterday and said, guys, what about the fact that Greg Schiano left because of Gerard Mayo? And they're like, well, what are the dates on that? How do the dates line up on that? Gerard Mayo got hired on March 27th and Greg Schiano was out the door on March 28th.
So how soon, though? How do you think they knew he was leaving before March 28th?
I don't know.
And that's why they hired Gerard Mayo and then made it official?
I don't know.
I think it happens in the reverse. I think you know someone's coming into the
all
building
I'm saying
weeks
is,
before they
oh,
get
oh, crap,
there.
Schiano's leaving. What are we going to do?
Was it the process of they went through with hiring Gerard Mayo and they hired Gerard Mayo and it was not a Schiano hire on his defensive staff and he said, I don't want Mayo. I didn't hire this guy. You know, it's not my hire. And there was a disagreement over the hiring of Mayo, or he looked at Mayo and said, oh, they love this guy. They're going to give this guy a lot of power on this staff. What am I doing here? And there was a disagreement over one of the hires on the staff, and he left over that. Did Mayo's hiring have to do with a disagreement over with Schiano, and that was part of him leaving? I think there could be something to it. It would just tell you that that's how highly they think of Mayo. I think it just leads me to believe that maybe they just, he, if it were part of it, again, just a theory, that he realized what they thought of Mayo and how much they wanted to let Mayo do on this staff. Again, we've seen already that he's calling plays. He was calling the plays in that game last week. Defensive play caller, week one of the preseason, Gerard Mayo. Schiano may have seen this guy coming through the door and say, oh, the hell with this. No, not my guy, not my hire. They want to have this guy come through the door and give him all kinds of power on my staff, my defensive staff. I'm not doing this. I'm out of here.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Who would you rather have?
Gerard Mayo.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. You know my thoughts on Schiano. I think he sucks. I think they are better off without him. I think that was addition by subtraction the day he walked out the door.
I also think you lost something in Flores, who Flores seemed to be able to rally the guys and keep them upbeat and positive and in a good place, and Mayo seems like that kind of guy, too. Schiano
absolutely
was the opposite of that.
Schiano?
He's a dictator.
Huge downer, Greg Schiano. See you later. Addition by subtraction the day they got rid of him. So I just think it's something you got to consider that McDaniels might leave. He's my guy.
Yes.
He's my first choice, but he could walk out the door, man.
Well, I think a lot of things change once Tom Brady leaves this team. And Bill Belichick, 67 years old, I could see him, obviously he's gonna be here next year and the year beyond, and I think Brady will be here for at least one of those years. And then after that, Brady leaves. If Belichick wants to stay on, and go through, you know, part of a new era with the Patriots, with a new quarterback into a season or two, that's fine. But now you've gotten to the age of 71 or 72, and McDaniels will only be 47. You know, he won't be ancient. And Beadle, I still say McDaniels is an interesting case because he had a chance to be a head coach, and he went and did it, and dare I say, it wasn't all it was cracked up to be. He had some minor successes, but for the most part, his time in Denver did not go well.
Oh, it was bad. But that's okay.
That's okay.
Most guys fail their first time around. A lot of guys do. Bill Belichick, he failed in a lot of ways.
So you come back to New England, you have success here, and when you're ready to make the jump again at the last second, you decide, no, I'm not going to do that? Based on what? Andrew Luck is still there. You couldn't have predicted all the injury things that he's going on with there. He knew what the owner was like there. I mean, he was the head coach. The press conference was scheduled. I don't think I think it's okay to say that Josh McDaniels is not so hot on being a head coach again. If he were, he would have taken that Colts job that, oh, by the way, he took. And then at the last second decided, no, something made him come back to New England, and it wasn't just they liked the neighborhood. Something made him come back here. And whether it was a strong belief or a handshake agreement or just the notion that I want to be in New England because the head coaching job will at some point open up and that's where I really want to be, that to me is still the best and most plausible scenario.
617-779-0985. You get thoughts on that? We will take those thoughts. This Rhode Island Little League team is stealing signs left and right. They're a bunch of cheaters. That's what I keep reading about. They're cheating. Is this allowed?
Scoreless right now.
Is it allowed? Is sign stealing allowed in Little League?
It is illegal.
We have good audio. We have quotes from the New Hampshire coach that are pretty good. Yeah. Okay. There's some good stuff.
Okay. Jim is obviously rooting like hell for them, being a Rhode Island guy.
Yeah, they're scoreless right now with Virginia.
Okay, they're playing Virginia today. Hardy's got some thoughts on this. We all got a few thoughts on this. I really want to get to Jim's thoughts because he lives this sort of youth sports life as a coach.
As a Rhode Islander.
He's deep in it. He's deep in that culture. So I want to get to this. We got to get to it. We'll do that story coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Big story in the Little League World Series. Big, big news. Whew. This is from the New Hampshire Union Leader. New Hampshire Little League coach has accused Rhode Island of stealing signs. The New England Regional was happening in Bristol, Connecticut last Saturday. And the Goffstown Little League manager, Pat Dutton, believes there was some sign stealing going on.
You want to know why you believe that?
Well, I'm going to read just a quote. He said, "You can see runners on second base leaning in, looking in, and they're doing hand gestures to the kid at the plate, indicating what kind of pitch it is and where it's located," Dutton said. "You could do that in the big leagues. You could do it in big league ball, but in little league, it's unsportsmanlike, it's dishonorable, and it's disgusting. They did it the whole tournament and got away with it. And now that's what's representing New England in the Little League World Series. It's just a bad look. It's just frustrating to see teams and kids having to go about it that way when clearly they were playing better than we were," he said. "They didn't have to do that. That's something these kids don't learn on their own. That's something they were taught. They're coached to do that. Obviously, the team condones it. They coach it. And personally, that's something I'm completely against. Little League is supposedly against it. But you wouldn't know it this week." That's from the Goffstown, New Hampshire manager, the skipper, Pat Dutton, talking about the team from Barrington, Rhode Island. Dirty Barrington, Rhode Island.
Where's Barrington, Jim?
Yeah, Jim, where's that on the map?
It's over near East Providence.
Okay. East Providence.
Very wealthy community.
Which I learned last week when I texted Jim. I said, "Jim, is East Providence its own town?" I didn't know. I'm sorry. Not as familiar with
where Brad Faxon is from.
No kidding. Nice. I was watching live PD, and I saw they were in East Providence. I said, "Is this its own town? They have like their own cruisers."
That's where Cattles grew up. East Providence.
They say East Providence, not Providence. They say East Providence. I'm like, this has got to be its own town. That's got to be its own deal. It's not. It's got to be separate. And it was. Thank you for that. Thank you for the clarification.
No problem.
Now I know. All right. So Barrington, is this legit? I mean, what do you think, Jim? What's your take on this?
Yes, they were cheating.
Okay.
The umpire stopped the game.
Oh, he did.
Because the kid, you can't lead off second base in Little League when the pitcher's on the rubber, right? So the kid was leaning as far as he could to see around the pitcher, and then he would gesture, do some kind of signal with his hand on his helmet or his arms or whatever, and the kid would get the pitch. And it happened on one pitch, and the umpire saw it, stopped play, talked to both managers, made the manager go out and talk to the kid at second base, tell him to stop doing it.
Oh.
So, yeah. They were stealing signs. The question is it cheating?
I was going to say, is it legal? Is there a
no? Here's rule the rule again.
Is there a rule against
yes,
it?
Yes, I have the rule
oh,
right
what's
here.
What's the rule?
Here's the thing that the other manager didn't bring up when he said it's dishonorable, it's disloyal, and it's disgusting. He sounded like Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan. Right? It's dishonorable, disgusting, and disgraceful,
and it requires a disproportionate response from the umpire. Which, according to the Little League Baseball Tournament Rule Number 3, quote, if in the judgment of the umpire, a player slash coach slash manager is deemed to be stealing and relaying pitch selection or location, it is considered unsportsmanlike and said offender is to be ejected from the game.
So they have a rule against it, a clear-cut no sign stealing
that
rule.
Is a Little League baseball tournament rule.
But do they practice that? Like, do they really emphasize that?
Apparently not.
But if you steal signals, you're out.
All right.
Apparently not, because Sarge, the umpire stopped
Sarge,
the game.
Yeah. Sarge, I don't care about... listen, well, is there a rule?
Yes.
Yes, so this is about, does the coach have a gripe or not?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes.
They have a clear-cut rule. You're not allowed to steal signs at this age.
Correct.
Clear-cut rule.
Right.
I don't care if it's enforced or not. Does the coach have a gripe? He does.
Yes.
It's lewdious, salacious, outrageous.
It's just...
I can't imagine that goes on a lot. I mean, all the times I've put on a Little League World Series game, I can't recall ever seeing that.
No, but this team's do it. This team is not like one of those teams that's like, they don't have any big kids. They don't have the kid that throws 70 miles an hour or hits like 15 home runs.
So you're telling me this is a wealthy community they come from, Barrington?
Yeah.
So they're all, okay. So they're playing year-round. So
the number three hitter is a little lefty, facilities. Right, today in the game against Virginia.
Yeah.
There's a big kid pitching for Virginia. He's having trouble throwing strikes. So he gets up there and squares to bunt and wiggles the bat everywhere to distract the pitcher. He walks. The catcher comes up, who's the manager's son, starts wiggling his bat like in almost like a golf stance.
Yeah.
Where it looks like he's putting back and forth, back and forth.
You know what you got to look for? You know what you got to look for when you have these?
But that's sometimes just kids. There are kids like that. You played with kids like that growing up, Beetle, right?
Yeah, yeah. Angry ones. You know what you got to look for when you have rich towns that are in this thing? Mm. You got to look at their charters and where they're pulling
the
kids
mothers?
From. No, the charters. Because what happens is they start paying for their own charter, and then they start pulling kids from neighborhoods that they have no business pulling kids from. Remember the team in Chicago a couple years ago? Remember that one?
My kid plays in a Little League that's not in the district, the same city. Yep. Because if you go to a Catholic school,
get out of there! Yes!
Yeah!
Two round blast for Virginia!
You're ruining it for me. My TV's behind you guys.
Virginia!
Yeah, Rhode Island's getting no hit right now.
All right!
Yeah, they just lost.
Is that it? Is that the ball game?
No, it's a home run. It's fifth inning. Fifth inning, okay.
Sarge.
Yeah, I thought it was six.
Sarge doesn't even know the rules.
No, little kids come out during home runs, not just on walk-offs.
All right. Two-run blast for the kid out of Virginia.
2-0.
But it's VA up on Rhode Island. I got a team to root against at least for 15 more minutes.
Jeremy is in New Hampshire on this. Hey, Jeremy.
What a swing.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. That rule is ludicrous. I coached in Manchester West Little League, won a championship 2004. A lot of the kids, they're the all-stars. You don't have to teach them. They're on second base, and they're looking, and they're yelling, one. Nobody says anything. That would be like if a guy squares the bunt, and you yell, bunt. That's stealing a sign. What's the difference? Goffstown has no way to talk. If you research them, they've been under investigation. I think even last year for not playing the minimum required playments.
Crappy phone.
I don't know what your point is. The
kids do it on their own sometimes. This happened to me. I had a 9-year-old girl come up and say, "Coach, when the third base coach touches his elbow, they steal every time. That's their steal sign." I didn't tell them to look for it. They notice stuff. And these kids are 12, and they're boys, and they're together, practicing probably 4 or 5 times a week.
This pitcher from Rhode Island's about to, they might have to lift him. He just gave up another single after giving up the home
run.
9
pitches left. Oh, he's got 11 pitches left anyways. 85, I think, is the limit.
No, he's almost done. Yeah.
You want to hear the report from Rhode Island, though?
Yeah, I do. What are they saying
down
there?
Hit the showers, Preston.
Porter.
The reaction to the accusations.
Okay.
It's a shame and a disgrace that 11 and 12-year-old boys are being depicted as cheaters and sign stealers.
2 days after winning the New England Regional Championship, Barrington was being accused of stealing signs. That, according to a newspaper article in the New Hampshire Union Leader, quoting a Goffstown Little League manager.
It's the farthest thing from the truth. It's disgusting and fake news, false allegations.
Oh, shut up.
Just pathetic, quite honestly.
They miss my signs, and I'm the third base coach. And so all of a sudden now we taught them this intricate sign system.
Pause. Barrington manager. He talks like Cattles. He talks and has that Cattles accent. What is with that Rhode Island accent you guys have from East Providence?
You just used the phrase fake news, too. So
no, listen to that guy's accent. The guy who just talked. He sounds like Cattles. Yeah. Ready?
They miss my signs, and I'm the third base coach. And so all of a sudden now we taught them this intricate sign system.
Barrington manager Chris Primatis and assistants Frank Feedy and E.J. Anderson tell us they believe this hangs a black cloud over their team in the national spotlight.
It's just outrageous that this story has gone viral like this. I mean, this is like on a national level.
Barrington Little League prides itself on honesty, loyalty, and integrity.
3 words.
We are 100% focused on playing in the Little League World Series here in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
This is a rallying cry for us. Just like the Patriots use it as a rallying cry for them to win 2 and 3more Super Bowls.
Oh, here we go.
We don't talk about winning and losing with our kids. We just want our kids to compete and grind and represent the front of their jersey and their families and their teammates. That's what we're about.
You're stealing signs.
7 minutes they opened up the Providence News with. A 7-minute report on this. Things slow down there in the PVD. What is going on? Oh,
he's a cheetah.
Lanny.
What's up, Dorito Dink?
I think Wells needs to get involved. Ted Wells, call him. See what he's got on this.
Well, they were focused on winning the games. Now they should be focused in on how they're going to beat Friday afternoon traffic because now Virginia is up.
Oh, they're blowing it open now.
If you're New Hampshire's coach, you want to bitch about something, bitch about ESPN because that's the reason you're done. They won every single game, and then Rhode Island lost, and they go it's double elimination until you get to the championship game because it's a made-for-TV one-game winner-take-all.
Oh, that's
so they hadn't lost yet, and they lost one game, and they're done.
Oh, that's not good.
Just because TV. They want to make money. Little League wants to make money.
617-779-0985. The telephone number. Get back to your calls after the headlines. Here's Sarge.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
They miss my signs, and I'm the third base coach. And so all of a sudden now we taught them this intricate sign system.
Barrington manager Chris Primatis and assistants Frank Feedy and E.J. Anderson tell us they believe this hangs a black cloud over their team in the national spotlight.
It's just outrageous that this story has gone viral like this. I mean, this is like on a national level.
Barrington Little League prides itself on honesty, loyalty, and integrity. We are 100% focused on playing in the Little League World Series here in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
This is a rallying cry for us, just like the Patriots use it as a rallying cry for them to win 2 and 3 more Super Bowls. I mean,
617-779-0985. Hardy in for Zoe today. Zoe's on his way to Nashville for tomorrow night's preseason game. Coverage starting tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I'll talk to you then, starting at 4 p.m. tomorrow.
When's kick tomorrow?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
7 o'clock kick. What's going on in that game? How's Rhode Island making out?
Umpire just called a low strike for strike three.
Oh,
one out on the top of the sixth.
That's too
How was
bad.
His punch out?
He does the flip up with the hand, and then he pulls the...
Then he pulls the cord?
One out, so they're down to their final two outs.
All right.
They're bringing the closer.
Down to their final two outs.
Well, Beto, we have...
And Virginia's bringing in the closer. He's bringing the heat.
We have the makings of a real region war here based on the calls on hold.
Yeah, I've got two calls here. One from Ben in East Providence, played in Barrington as a kid.
Okay.
And one from Ryan, who's a former New Hampshire Town Little Leaguer. We'll start with the guy from New Hampshire. Ryan.
Hey, so, I'm from Goffstown, and Goffstown goes to the regionals a lot, almost every year. And every year, it's a different story. One year, the kids were swearing on TV. The other one, the coach didn't play all their players, and, you know, they got accused of cheating. And now this, and it's just, it's crazy. Like, just they should just let the kids play. And, that's all I have to say.
So you're from New Hampshire, and you're actually against this Goffstown team?
I'm from Goffstown. Yeah, and there's a lot of people from Goffstown that just, they're sick of these parents just, like, trying to, you know, control these kids or whatever, and they're too overbearing. That's what a lot of people think in this town.
All right, now we're airing out the grievances.
Youth sports, it happens in youth sports.
Now we're airing out the in-town grievances from Goffstown.
See, my buddy in Michigan, I think he listens every day. He's probably listening right now, and his son plays baseball at a high level already as a 13-year-old. They just did the Myrtle Beach tournament last week, and if there's anybody who's going to be like, you know, off the deep end, doing everything for his kid, all this, it's my buddy Steve. I don't think they're like that. This team is out of Flushing, Michigan, right? And they seem to be, and I've watched their games online, and I don't know how they behave. I don't think they get to this degree. And they travel all over the place with this team. So maybe, and I know there are different leagues, like to get to the Little League World Series, you have to play in what league initially? The Little League, right?
Little League.
There are different leagues. Like, they could, like, this team, Fisher's team, goes through whatever levels, but they will never make it to the Little League World Series. They're part of a different...
It's like a Cal Ripken's...
Cal Ripken League?
Thank you. I don't know.
There's a million of them now. There's all sorts of AAU leagues. And
Right. So I don't know if it has to do with that, you know, with the league that they're in or the way they're playing, but my God. The Hardos. Isn't it the Hardos? Can we agree it's the parents? It's almost certainly the parents.
Oh, the worst people involved?
Yes.
Yeah, the parents.
It's not the kids. Yeah, you get some jackass kids, but you need a coach or a parent there to get them into line, and that immediately fixes the situation.
Ben is in East...
Doesn't have the integrity.
Oh. Ben is in East Providence. Ben.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
I wouldn't be surprised for one second if the parents were pulling their individual kids aside and telling them about sign stealing and teaching them. That part would not surprise me at all. A lot of these kids have very rich families whose parents spend thousands of dollars on hitting coaches, fielding coaches, and the worst thing they would want is their money not being validated.
Yeah, that's good. It's a good point. Bunch of sign...
That's my money you're wasting cheers. Out there. By not giving it your all. And to give it your all, you got to, if you get on second, it is your job.
I'll tell you what,
lean over, steal that sign, and tell your teammate what's coming next.
Did you see that ground ball that was just hit to third? That kid lucked out. Man, did he luck out making that play.
Nice play, though.
I mean, it was lucked out.
When it comes to sign stealing, by the way, how many pitches do these kids have, Jim, at this age?
Oh, they all throw a curveball.
So they
at least two pitches.
Is it
fastball curveball? It's all fastball curveball.
Curveball.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's all it is.
But if you know a fastball is coming, that makes a big difference. It's from 45 feet.
Yeah, it's the distance is so short.
Well, how fast are they throwing?
They're throwing some of the kids are throwing 60 and 70 miles an hour from 45 feet, which is like the equivalent of a 95 mile an hour fastball. Dude.
Any chance you could hit that, Beetle?
The personal coaches, though, that's a thing. Like, we had one girl that we coached that had a personal batting coach, And I didn't want to say anything because I don't want to mess her up. I, you know, leave the batting coach. And I went to one of the other coaches that we were playing against. These kids are all 9 years old, 10 years old. I said, how do you coach the girls that have hitting coaches? How many of your girls have hitting coaches? He goes, all of them. I said, oh, wow. All right.
All right, full count.
We're not in the same stratosphere.
The whole team?
They all have their own personal hitting coaches. God. Yes.
I hate parents. I hate all of them. All right, Rhode Island player just got walked, but there's still two outs here.
My kids have a hitting coach. It's me. We go out in the backyard with the tee. I'm the personal hitting coach, and we hit off the tee into a net. That is what we do.
Nice.
I am the hitting coach.
Now you got three boys,
and we'll continue to be the hitting coach.
Are they all into it?
I would say two of the three are pretty into it. Yeah, the third one, take it or leave it.
Right.
He loses interest after a couple of minutes, and then that's fine. You lose interest, walk away. You don't have to keep doing it. Do it as you want to do it. They're not at the age where they want to do it for long periods of time. Yeah. So they do it for as long as they want to do it.
Exactly. Lose interest after 3 minutes. Don't push it.
Yeah, that's right. You lose interest. That's okay.
Don't push it.
Take the helmet off. Walk away.
Right.
There you go. I'm not going to push this on you.
I think your kids are bigger than this guy that's batting right now.
I think my oldest, is who's almost six, is probably taller than this kid. He's a munchkin, this one.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, he is a stick, this kid.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to see a called third strike to end the game, because that's when the ump's time to shine really,
yep.
really is on full display.
Was that a called strike?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Rhode Island's getting hosed. So they're down to their final strike? Is that two strikes?
One.
I thought the first pitch was a strike.
Another strike. There you go.
That was borderline. It was on the black. That was a better pitch than the first one. And then the first strike, I should say.
But this is the only thing I can think of where I will go home, and I have gone home in years past and watched, you know, when it gets to this point.
This is better than
the
Red Sox right now.
I love it.
I watched the regionals all weekend.
Yeah.
They had the regional championship games on all Saturday.
I didn't watch over the weekend, but at this point, oh, yeah, I'm watching.
So Virginia with the lead against Rhode Island.
Oh, that was close. He tried to frame that so
much. I'm squeezing him now. Rhode Island is trailing Virginia. It's a 3-0 game. And Rhode Island with the base. They have a runner on first?
Runner on first.
They're down to their final strike. And
it
looks like they're going to lose. We've got an incredible giveaway to get to coming up next. An incredible giveaway. We told you about it earlier.
Oh, this is next.
A 4-pack of tickets, on-field passes, autographed football, a Patriots Pro Shop gift card, and a chance for your child to run onto the field and pick up the tee after the kickoff. You've got to hear about this, and you want to try and win this prize. That is coming up right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
We got something cool to give away. It's a lot of stuff, so bear with me for a second, okay? Caller 16 to the Pride Motor Group contest line right now.
Right now!
Will win this. They will have his or her child, age 6 to 16, okay? You're going to have a child between the ages of 6 and 16.
I got two of them.
They will be chosen to be Scotty's kickoff kid and receive a 4-pack of tickets to the Carolina game. 4 on-field passes, a Patriots Pro Shop gift card, autographed football from Steven Goskowski, and the kid will be on the field to pick up the tee after a kickoff.
Now, wait a second.
Whoa!
Wait a second.
Whoa!
Your kid will be among those who are chosen if your caller's 16 right now?
Yes. Your kid will be the Scotty's kickoff kid.
Yeah, so it's not a chance to be the Scotty's kickoff kid.
No, your kid will be the Scotty's kickoff kid.
Caller 16 right now.
Yes.
Wow.
and you get all those other great things along with it. The wow. tickets, the sideline passes, running out on the field to grab the tee.
This is a big prize.
It's a huge prize.
Which kid would you choose, Beto? Now, yours aren't, well, you've only got one who's old enough.
Yes.
So that you would be, you get easy. Off easy.
Done.
Be tough for me. No, I know. I'm not going to say.
It'd be Katie. I'll say it for you. Katie, go get the tea. And you know what? I don't even think Calvin would know. I don't
no, think he would know. He would know.
He'd be on the field with one of the four passes on the field watching her do
you
it.
You know what? We'll distract him with something else. It won't be that hard. We'll figure it out.
At the last second, what are we going to do?
We'll figure it out. So you must be from New England to win this prize. No travel is provided. And Scotty's is the official tissue of the New England Patriots. That's how this all came together.
That's so cool.
So great prize from Scotty's. You must have a child between 6 and 16. And if you're caller 16 right now, you win that incredible prize by calling the Pride Motor Group contest line. That's 617-931-0985. Make sure you call the contest line, 617-931-0985.
I didn't even care about that game until just now. Now I'm excited for that
now
game.
Now I want to watch so for that kid.
I can watch the kickoff kid. Nice.
Very cool. 617-779-0985. Cam is in Taunton. He actually had a Patriots thought. Hi, Cam.
How's it going, guys? First of all, first time I call, congrats on your...
Cam, we're going to put you on hold. We got a bad spot there. Got a bad spot. We'll figure it out. We'll give you a minute. Get you in a better location. Matt's in the car on Little League World Series action. By the way, Rhode Island lost, I take it? They lost the game. Yes, Virginia wins.
They got no hit, yes.
No hit. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, guys, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Kind of. Hey, I just want to say I completely agree with the Rhode Island coaches. There's no need to bring that kind of stuff into a 12-year-old kid. They're not out there really trying to cheat. You know, they're 12 years old. That is completely on the doofus, absolute a-hole Goffstown coach. You know, I'm from Rye, New Hampshire, and it's this whole thing in New Hampshire. It's inland kids versus seacoast kids. And these coaches, I got to tell you, you know, I used to play a lot of sports games, Goffstown, baseball, lacrosse.
Goffstown wasn't cheating, though.
Goffstown was the team that got cheated.
I understand, but it's the coach out there. I honestly believe that it's like the fake news. The coach is just out there salty. Goffstown is just like kind of trash. I gotta
it's not
say.
Fake it's news. The umpires stopped the game and said, hey, kid, leaning off of second to go around the pitcher, to look around the pitcher, stealing the signs. That's not allowed.
He just hates Goffstown.
He really does, and he's from there.
Yeah, I just hate Goffstown, guys.
A lot of people seem to hate Goffstown. That's a new thing here.
While we're at it here, mentioning Goffstown, I'd like to just say I hate him. It's been going on for years up there. They suck.
Seacoast versus inland, huh?
Yeah, what is that all about?
I'd see that happening.
Let's try Cam again. See
it's a new phrase. They hate him because they are him.
Cam, we didn't hear much of anything you said, so try that again.
You got me this time?
We do.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to say, first of all, guys, congrats on your 10 years. First time I called since Tuesday, so congrats on your 10 years.
Nice. And, thank you.
And on the Patriots, I just looked at it like this. I mean, I think Casario wanting out, and I think he still does, is a sign that Bill's not going in. I think Casario and McDaniels look at it like, I'm not going to move up here. I'm never moving up because I think Bill's been reinvigorated by working with his kids. Felger said this yesterday. He's like a college coach. He rolls out of bed every year and has 11 wins in his back pocket. He has got a few tough games a year, and he's into the playoffs every year. I think that's why Casario wanted out. I think that's why Josh tried to get out last year. These guys look at it like, I can't move up here.
I think there's something to that. And I think the most important thing is that Bill's not close to being done.
But Josh came back.
But that may have had more to do with the Colts situation. And some have suggested that Andrew Luck's health may have contributed to that in a big way. And if that was true, man, did he turn out to be right. If that was his concern, that he wasn't throwing the Duke, holy crap, was he proven right. Josh McDaniels, did he have a hunch, and was that the right hunch to have?
I guess if you're Josh McDaniels, and you know, everybody's entitled to do exactly what it is that they want to do, and given the choice between staying in the OC with the Patriots and working with Tom Brady, and even if there's no hint of a head coaching job in your future with the Patriots, would you rather take that or go be a head coach for the Colts when you don't know whether Andrew Luck is going to play? A lot of people would stick with the Patriots. I just think someone who wants to be a head coach would say, okay, well, we'll deal with that when I get there. And hopefully he'll be healthy. But if not, there's an even bigger challenge there, and I'm willing to accept that challenge. What can I say? It's difficult for me to believe there wasn't some indication for Josh McDaniels that there's a chance, at least a chance, to slide into that head coaching job eventually. Otherwise, why would you turn down a head coaching job? The Colts, it's not an awful situation. The owner is... he's a handful, that's for sure. But you still have Andrew Luck, and you.
Hey, Josh, you excited? You fired up? Where are you going? Wait, where? Hey, Josh, where are you going, man?
Josh, you missed your flight, man. It's happened to me. Happened to me yesterday.
And I have a private jet.
I've missed more flights than I've made. I hear you, brother.
90 seconds. Here are the headlines with Sarge. We're right back in the noontime hour. Things we want to get to in that hour. Did you hear Derek Mason address his dust-up with Belichick from all those years ago? He talked about it. We've been laughing about that for years. Bill Belichick, Derek Mason, to shut up and look at the scoreboard. Just shut up, Mason. Just shut up. He had an explanation for that. He shed some more light on that situation from many years ago when he was with the Ravens. Talked about it yesterday. We'll touch on that. Get to more of your calls. We're celebrating the defeat of Rhode Island Little League today.
I think it's double elimination, though. Still alive.
Are they still in?
I can't imagine they just do single elimination. Spend a week in Pennsylvania to play one game? Probably not.
I thought that's how it goes. I thought you lose and you're out.
No, this goes on for 2 weeks. Championship's not till next weekend.
You sure about that, Jim?
I'm not sure, but I'm almost positive it's double elimination.
You better find out about that.
I think there's a loser's bracket, too.
All right. Well, now they go to the loser's bracket. But anyway, that's on the table. We'll get back to your calls on that, and also some more thoughts from joint practices and preseason game number 2, which is coming up tomorrow night, and we expect we'll see Tom Brady playing in that one. All this on the way. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.